Topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Clearwater's Healthcare Defender Interviews. I'm Lauren Ferkel. I'm part of the marketing team here at Clearwater. And today's featured healthcare defender is Ratana Kong DeLuca.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. First, to get us started, please tell us your role here at Clearwater. Tell us about your specialty in cybersecurity and tell us about the type of healthcare organizations you and your team support.
Sure thing. As everyone knows, my name is Ratana Kong DeLuca. I am a virtual Chief Information Security Officer, a VCISO, and Senior Principal Consultant at Clearwater on the Cyber Resilience Team, where we work with organizations to help them achieve enterprise and business resilience through the implementation and use of the cyber control industry standards and best practices.
And tell us a little bit about the clients that you work with day to day in this role.
With the clients that we have within the Cyber Resilience Team, we support a diversity of organizations within the healthcare industry, ranging from provider practices to medical and academic institutions that range from small, medium, and large in size. We also assist with other organizations that support the healthcare industry, such as digital health IT providers, managed service providers, and other business associates.
Okay, cool. Ratana, tell us how you got into cybersecurity in the first place and why you chose to focus your profession in healthcare.
So to start, I've always wanted to be in healthcare, you know, like as a kid wanting to be a doctor and all. I've worked in the administrative and clinical care settings within the pediatric physician practices space to integrated healthcare practices to emergency rooms and large medical institutions. I've spent some time at medical school, transitioned over to law school with always the focus on healthcare, you know, particularly in health law and regulatory compliance. In all my previous roles and experiences I've dealt with, and that's really the best term to describe it, you know, air quotes and all. With all that being said, it wasn't until my role before Clearwater, where I served for over 5 years as the Chief Compliance, Privacy, and Information Security Officer, where I became very focused on cybersecurity. With the three hats that I wore and many more in that role, it was the timing of the cyber threat landscape that really pushed me into keeping my CISO hat on the front end and center and for a lot longer. And even up until now, I'm still wearing it.
Wow, what a path you've taken. Ratana, tell us what you would say is the best part of your job.
So the best part about my job right now is the impact that we're making. It is driven by the fact that I get to help organizations improve their cybersecurity posture in order for them to continue delivering healthcare services safely and effectively, you know, through the use of technologies, especially in this era of modern medicine and healthcare delivery. I know it sounds so cliche and cheesy, but you know, it is what it is. But honestly, after my experiences working in the various aspects of healthcare for over 20 years, you know, like the operational, clinical, administrative, executive management, and advisory roles, etc., you know, you can kind of look back and start to see where all things cyber, all things operational, all things financial, all things compliance, privacy, you know, et cetera, fall into place. Why things happen the way they do, their limitations, their possibilities, and where things could possibly fit in the future state, and ultimately how they all tie in and eventually converge to drive and impact healthcare delivery and ultimately patient safety. So in this current role now, I'm able to share my past experiences, the struggles, the challenges, the trial by fire, insight, and even the occasional victories I've encountered along the way in my own healthcare and cyber resilience journey. Many of these experiences are attributable to the third-party cyber partners I worked with in my previous roles who really supported me throughout my dealings with all of my own cyber incidents. And not only have I really been grateful for them for their support and guidance, but we've also walked away as colleagues and friends. So therefore, I love my job and I love this role where I can share all these things with the hope that it brings value to my clients, colleagues, and other professionals so that they could take them along their way with their own journeys. And also, you know, I want to be able to pay forward the guidance, support, and expertise that has been provided to me in my own time of need.
Thank you so much, Ratana. The impact you're making and paying it forward, I love that. I think, too, what you just said is the true definition of what a healthcare defender is. You and I, we're not wearing scrubs, but we certainly are doing our part. So I wanted to ask you, what's your word of advice for people thinking about a career in cybersecurity?
If I had to choose an advice right now at this moment for anyone interested in cyber, it would be to keep going and to keep fighting that fight, because the threat actors and the bad guys, the air quotes again, are not going to give up. and neither should you.
You're exactly right. And what's your word of advice for healthcare leaders?
Cyber isn't a single team's responsibility nor a single team's problem. It really belongs to everyone within that organization. So breaking down those silos is very vital to the organization's success for resilience. And it all starts with developing comprehensive plans and strategies to address cyber together and holistically. Now, all in all, the old adage would be, rallies of troops can fight the battles, but, collective, well-trained armies can win the war.
I love that, Ratana. And we can't stress that enough, right? Cybersecurity is patient safety, and it's an organization-wide responsibility.
Exactly.
Well, with that, Ratana, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you again, Lauren, for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed our quick interview with Ratana Kong-DeLuca. Keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we continue to feature Healthcare Defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Finally, be sure to like our posts and tag a Healthcare Defender you know in the comments.